Hello and welcome to the Random Pinoy Geek Podcast, the show where we geek out to three random topics until the timer runs out. I'm your random host, JR, and with me are...
Sushi!
And Elvin.
We're friends and geeks who grew up in the Philippines, and in each episode, we hang out and talk about things that are near and dear
to all our little geeky hearts.
But before we start, if you would like to support the show and are a content creator ready to take the next step in your journey, check out episodify.com. They'll help produce and edit any content you're creating. Whether it's audio or video, short form or long form, they do it all. That's episodify.com. Now, on to the episode. And now, for my topic, I would like to talk about ASMR.
What about
ASMR, Sushi? What do you think about ASMR?
I don't like ASMR. I kind of find it
cringy.
Why do you find ASMR cringy?
Well, I guess it depends.
Oh my god, this episode is gonna be hell to edit.
I mean, I don't like ASMR videos where you hear the chopping sound, the blender noises.
Really?
The
blender kind of
get. Squishing.
How about?
I don't like that. The mouth noises. I don't like that. Stop it. Elvin, help me.
ASMR is supposed to activate a certain thing in your ear.
Yes,
that,
it does.
That creates
it
like pleasure.
Irritation.
But if you're particularly sensitive, then it might be something that annoys you or like makes you feel uncomfortable because it's not something. You know how it is like when people get tickled. There's mm-hmm. a feeling of a discomfort mm-hmm. that comes with it, even though it's not pain. It's not. But it's sensation, and sensation that you're not really used to. I think that's what it is with the ASMR. Yeah,
comparing it to tickling, I mean, you know, it feels overwhelming.
It's actually weird because like the ASMR that feels really good, for me, for example, is like the ones where they cut soap.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch those ones?
Is that an ASMR? Because that cut doesn't have soap. An odd... Because I thought ASMR was more primarily with like audio related.
It is audio, like...
Oh, really? Okay.
Because like they cut soap the same way we cut our mangoes yeah. where you make blocks and then they...
Because my only interaction with that video is in like split screen TikTok videos.
Oh, where there's where like something there, is going
something
on.
Something else is going on. And then... So I don't hear the audio for that. But I didn't know it was audio. Oh, it didn't know it was ASMR. Makes sense though.
Yeah, it's surprisingly relaxing to hear that. But there are like... Cause there's weird ASMR, like when you're just ASMR whatever, right? And it's technically not ASMR. If
yeah.
you want to be,
because it's just background noises. Because I do the same thing where
not noises, but like you know,
like whale sounds, right? Isn't that
no?
Because that's like, not ASMR.
What comes out as AS, what like the easiest way to achieve the ASMR effect is when you boost something that's quiet.
Yeah.
So like even the this is Velcro. Right?
I still don't like it.
You still don't like it? Wow. So you never liked anything ASMR? Yeah.
Thinking about it now.
That's strange. It's like this is very relaxing to most people.
Really? So I looked up the definition of ASMR in Merriam-Webster, and it says ASMR is a pleasant tingling sensation that originates on the back of the scalp and often spreads to the neck and upper spine. It's a response in some people to a stimulus, particularly sound or movement, and tends to have a calming effect. It doesn't I feel overwhelmed with ASMR, so it's not calming.
It's, no, because, like, by definition, the thing we achieved, like, with the Velcro is not ASMR per se, but it's, like, you know. But, like, real ASMR, the easiest way for someone to achieve, to feel it is, like, do you know the head thing?
The massager.
The head massager thing that has metal things.
Oh,
like
yeah, yeah.
If you do that, like if you insert it to the head, you're just, ooh!
Yeah. And for some reason, it's always, what's her name? from Friends.
What?
It's always her from Friends or someone that looks like her.
That what?
Ross's sister?
Monica? What about her?
She's the one I keep seeing with that. She's like really enjoying it.
Wait, what do you mean? Like their viral videos of...
Yeah, of her.
What's her name? Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox, yes.
Arquette anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, okay. Huh. Interesting.
I just keep seeing her for some reason.
Yeah, but that's like the... Like you see videos of that. When you do that to your head, it's like extreme... You feel something weird. Which is like the extreme thing, yeah. Sensation of what the ASMR is. So like what do you actually just...
I have a question about this then. Mm-hmm. So does lo-fi count as ASMR?
No, like that's what I'm saying. Like the actual ASMR is that, right? But like the right now, it's just being defined as whenever you boost low volume sounds, that's ASMR. But I mean, because like even like paper. How about this? This is.
I don't like.
You still like? Does it irritate you or?
I feel overwhelmed hearing it.
Huh.
Really, so I think that's like, more of like, yeah, that's it's kind of like.
So I guess my ears are sensitive?
Maybe.
I'm trying to find. How about cloth?
I still. That's really? That's annoying.
That's annoying. Mm-hmm. How about a keyboard? Oh, this is going to be.
A mechanical keyboard.
This is Blue Keys, by the way.
Oh. Tactile?
Yeah, it's the. Yeah.
Meh. No,
this is okay. I mean, this is not as bad.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, how about you, Elvin? Like, how do you
watch ASMR videos?
I don't listen to ASMR. Oh.
I don't like go out of my way and like Google ASMR.
The closest thing that I listen to really is this walks in certain parts of the world. So like you have like walking along the moors in Scotland or walking in Akihabara in the rain. So it's like just the sound.
Does that count?
I guess if it's not winter, then yeah, why not? But like,
it's just otherwise. The sound of a city, and then of the place
New
that you're
York.
In. No, there's nobody singing there. But the idea is the
Don't
same.
That you have nowhere dreams made
exactly.
Up.
So it's like a place that's very familiar, but then there's like this. It's just like a soundscape of where you are. It's usually what you. Like I play when you're about to sleep, so that you know you put on a timer, you take it on, and then it brings you sort of to that, and it's an interesting feeling.
Oh, the thing I hate when I'm about to go to sleep is like I changed all of our clocks at one point because we had normal clocks.
The ticking noise.
The ones that go.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, but you can buy Seiko. Seiko has silent sweep motors, which are just silent. Because, like, it's fine. Normally, it's fine. But, like, all of my rooms are, to a certain degree, treated for sound. Because my recording booths are inside the room. So, like, double treating everything. So, my rooms are extra quiet compared to your typical room. Plus, the aircons are also silent type. Whatever, right? Like, it's super quiet. So, if you put a regular wall clock in my room, it's just...
Yeah. I did experience something like that before where the second hand on the clock was like so loud, it's so hard to focus. But I think I drank a lot of sugar
sugar crashed.
Yeah, you're vibrating with awesome powers. But yeah,
and it's like if you're sleepy, then it's like if you're really tired and you know just need sleep, it's not gonna bother you. But if it's like, you know, those days where you're not really sleepy but you need to go to sleep. Then yeah, it's just like.
Can't that be used as a trigger for sleep, like meditation or something?
My sleep trigger is silence.
Silence.
It's either silence or complete noise. Like I could sleep, I could literally sleep
in a busy
in the back of a dump truck standing up when I was a kid.
Whoa.
I know. Because we had this thing where we had tree planting stuff, and then like to get there, the city provides trucks for you to stand on to get there, and it's a few hours, and I could literally sleep there standing up, but I can't sleep with a regular wall clock. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
You have the sound of like rain. That's something that's very common.
Is that
for me?
Is ASMR?
That's like, the thing.
The sound of a forest.
Because I also thought that ASMR is like somebody.
By today's definition of ASMR, like we're talking about today, where if you talk to someone and ask what ASMR is, then it's just really quiet sounds that are boosted, which is, I guess, a misnomer technically, but that's what how people define it now.
And quiet even though sound. You don't really enjoy it, I think there's like a really calming feeling with listening to some soothing sounds. Although, if you are overloaded by it because you're too sensitive to it, or if you're doing something as well, it makes sense why it splits. Like some people say yes, some people say no, because of that difference in some people. Some people really like that experience. It's kind of like the roller coaster thing. Everybody enjoys getting off a roller coaster. Not everybody wants to get up on it. And few people...
Wait, everybody enjoys getting off?
Yeah, so like the feeling of euphoria afterwards.
Like when
afterwards.
It's done?
Exactly. Yeah. So the feeling of euphoria afterwards is physiological. Everybody has that feeling.
Oh, I don't have that feeling.
After
No, I want to go again.
No, but that's it. You do have a feeling of euphoria. And
no, it's like if you...
Because everybody has a feeling for you after that. It's just that not everybody wants to go through the experience of doing that in order to get to that point of, I'm feeling really, really good. It's kind of like a runner's high, except you don't have to run. You just have to...
To high. I don't know.
You just have to listen to like a specific
It's actually funny because everywhere I go where there are roller coasters, because I whenever I go to to theme parks with family, I usually ride, at least before, I ride roller coasters alone because no one else rides. And for most roller coasters, there's an alone line.
Oh, okay.
Where you get to cut everyone else who's not alone. Well, not cut, but like they would fill the roller coaster with couples and stuff like that. And if there was one vacant seat, they get someone from the alone line.
Like if you're like three or
like, whatever. Like the cart is four. There's three people there. Okay, yeah. Alone line. So normally you get to cut, like you can unlimited go on Space Mountain. There was a time I was in Hong Kong and it started raining and I was in Space Mountain and I just rode it like 20 times until the rain stopped. So yeah, the alone line, yeah, just skips you like 3 hours.
Is
anyway,
it specific? You can ride even if it's raining?
Space Mountain is an indoor.
Indoor, is it?
It's now Hyperspace Mountain because it's Star Wars. So it's actually more awesome now. Anyway. So, and what I noticed is there's a lot of people, like almost in all theme parks that I went to, there was always at least one other guy who just went to the theme park alone to ride roller coasters and got on the roller coasters again and again, which was interesting. And they're local.
Yeah, the people.
Or at least I assume they were local because like in Japan, he looked Japanese and I might be overthinking this, but my point is like, there are people who are local to the theme parks who just ride the roller coaster again and again versus what I did, which is I'm not from there and that's why I'm riding it because, you know,
I think
just a curious thing.
For those people, I think they're the ones that have like a season pass or something that allows them to go there.
Yeah, but
cheap.
I mean, on the same day, they would ride again and again.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they're
yeah,
from
yeah.
there and then they're normally friendly, like, because we are the alone line guys, right? And they would like, oh, is this the first roller coaster or first time? They're super enthusiastic about it. So yeah, roller coaster geeks. Interesting.
Yeah. When it comes to the feelings of acceleration, your ability to not get overloaded by it is really important in your enjoyment of it.
How do you get overloaded? Like
for ASMR? Like the sound, I guess. Like there's certain types
I'd want to try it proper because like the proper way that people get a nice sensation is with stereo headphones. Because right now we obviously have mono mics, right? But like proper ASMR have stereo and it transfers from ear to ear.
And like there's like a robot. It looks like a head.
That's the different kind of ASMR. But.
Where they go, where the hot lady goes and starts licking the ears.
What is not the ASMR we're talking about in our family friendly show, but okay.
No, but it's just the sound. I guess there's
no because we're talking tech. But
yeah,
I guess we're talking tech. They invented a microphone system that looks like human ears.
Oh yeah, it looks like
so
human
it can
ears.
Simulate. They invented this so you have a good simulation of what you're actually hearing in a space. So if you want to record what I would hear if I sit here, then the mic should be where my ears are at. Right? That's the most accurate way of doing it. So people invented that microphone system. It's worth $6,000? Might be more. Anyway, and people start using it for kind of porn. yeah.
Well, they're after sensations.
Yeah. Because like, yeah, the girls, the not so work friendly ASMR girls would lick the ears, and because it would simulate what you're hearing, so you would hear them licking your ears.
What?
So that's the Twitch kind of ASMR, not the family friendly kind of ASMR. So not the one we're talking about, but yeah, totally different beast.
But I guess when it comes to enjoyment, you just need to get the proper equipment. I think anything that with effort and quality, even somebody like Sushi would enjoy it.
Mm. No, but like this is like we're recording with proper equipment, and it's still.
I said earlier, well, since you're making that mouth noise again, I said earlier that I don't like those mouth noises.
Oh, but you like it but, now?
No. Here's the thing. I remember listening to, I'm not sure if it's The Carpenters or Carole King, but you could hear when the singer opens their mouth or if they breathe. I like hearing that from a
That's
song.
That's probably Carole King,
right?
No. Yeah, because The Carpenters would be, the drums would be too loud.
Ah, I see. So yeah, I like hearing the lips of the singer when it opens, so it's or like, if they take a breath.
So let me try. So far.
Nah. Or,
I feel the earth.
Yeah, but singing, I think, is really different. That's why I think
it's like evanescence music. Where you really hear the breathing.
Oh, there you go. So I guess when it comes to singing, that's ASMR for me. Like the singer is near me.
Because she has to. Like, there's no way for her to not breathe that loud with her vocal passes. So, yeah.
It's really difficult to enjoy those things, especially most of my experience
when the guy who's doing it sounds like
it's the high pitched things that sort of like really get me. Even when I'm listening to like the sounds of like raindrops on a street falling or something like that, if an unusual sound occurs, it sort of like shakes me out of my.
It's normally bad headphones though.
It's possible, like the
quality. Still get that feeling with the ones you're wearing now? No? Yes?
No, not really.
You're not getting the bad feeling?
No.
Well, it's your headphones then.
No, it's not, I'm not saying, no, it's like, I was thinking, it's like the head, it's.
The head thing, the massage thing?
Yeah, it's okay, like.
Oh, that one's overwhelming for me. It's like.
Exactly. Because it's feeling.
But like by definition, it's, that is like the extreme mm-hmm. version of that. So anyway, yeah, ASMR, not everyone likes it. It's mm-hmm, a curious thing, everyone. But like, it's also like, it's not literally ASMR for most people. So it's just curious to hear what things sound like when they're boosted, when you're not used to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Even when you put on headphones in a studio, everything else sounds interesting, like things you've never heard before. Anyway, Sushi, what are we talking about?
I'd like for us to talk about top 5 fruits.
Your top 5 fruits or like
our
everyone?
Well, each,
or a combined list, because we need to set rules.
Well, we can agree.
Is tomato
on
a fruit?
Some.
It yeah, is, but like, I mean, including it.
I
okay. Let's include all fruits so to make things simple.
I wanted to argue about tomato. So if you put it in a salad,
I have to put no. Tomato is a fruit. Period.
Okay, yeah.
So I would definitely put it in my top 5. Because I can get rid of a lot of fruits, but I will never get rid of tomatoes in my life. Right?
Interesting argument there.
Because like, no pizza? You sure?
Right.
There you go. I have a clear...
No
I agree.
Ketchup.
I have a...
well, I mean, you can argue there's banana
about,
ketchup.
We're just talking about fruits, right?
Yeah.
Well... The thing is, it's not even a fruit that I've been able to experience, but I keep seeing.
We're talking about fruit, right? So I'm talking about something that's not from.
No, it's fruit that I've never experienced, but
it's fruit that you've never
experienced, but I keep seeing it.
Mm-hmm. What durian?
It's like the black zapote.
What the hell is that?
So the black So I follow a couple of YouTubers that do like unusual fruits.
What?
And so the black zapote.
Wait. You follow unusual fruit YouTubers?
Yep.
Specifically, unusual fruit YouTubers. Yep.
It looks like mangosteen.
But, yes, but the texture of it is like pudding. So it looks like chocolate pudding. But it's black zapote.
I would just simplify things and just get chocolate pudding if that's what you want.
But this is vegan, and chocolate pudding usually has milk.
But you're not vegan.
So I'm not vegan. What do you
care? I'm just saying that it's an unusual texture.
That's an alternative for
It looks really strange, and it looks unusual enough that I'm interested in. Like,
is it enough that you would put it in your top five? Because that's what we're talking
about.
I'm
curious.
Yeah, kind of. Like, what?
Can we create chocolate with, cocoa and almond milk? I mean, vegan options.
I'm sure there's ways to do so.
And cocoa is vegan, right? Then yeah.
I guess so.
It probably wouldn't taste as good because there's no protein. What do you call that? The things you break down in protein? Whatever. Technical terms. But yes, you could.
It's possible. Okay.
So yeah, top five fruits. Tomato, agreed?
Agreed.
We can't live without tomatoes. So I guess the rest for me would be bananas and... The things that I would feel strongly about are bananas and probably just bananas.
Do you agree, Elvin, with bananas?
Well,
bananas.
I really like bananas, but the problem with bananas is that there's a texture thing. I like the taste, I love it, but the mealy, slimy initial texture of banana really throws me off. Cooked bananas, I don't have any problem with.
There are different types of bananas. Also, it's still... let's generalize. Plantains and bananas.
That's kind of dry.
Banana-looking things, right?
That's kind of dry.
Is it going to be like a different category for sabah, for example, which you use for banana peel?
I think slimy bananas are just overripe bananas.
It's not even overly slimy. It's just like the slight hint slime that I'm usually good with slimy stuff. It's just the banana itself, perhaps because of its delivery method, makes it a little bit more difficult for me to stomach.
I see.
So you don't like banana shaped things.
I don't
that
like
emit that emit crude extrude slime.
I don't like the banana. The raw banana eating it on its own.
Okay.
I'm even okay with banana out. in a sandwich with like jelly and
banoffee from Banapple, right?
Banapple pie is also very good.
Yeah. I think banana and apple are like my most important fruit. After tomato. What are the rest for you?
The thing that I find challenging is citrus, honestly.
Challenging citrus to fruits? Remove?
To choose which one. Is it going to be orange? By that I mean the limes and the strawberries. We can't get rid of?
Calamansi.
That's the thing. It's calamansi, lime, lemon.
Oh, it's calamansi. It's not even close.
Three things together.
There's nothing that you can do with lemon that you can't do with calamansi. But there are things that you can do with calamansi that
you can't.
Just don't work with lemon.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather sacrifice lime than calamansi. Because I feel that...
You choose calamansi among all of them.
Well, here's the thing. Because lime is kind of like the one that's not... Neither. I'd rather have like... calamansi, which is the extreme one end of the spectrum, and then lemon, which is the other end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just like vary the number and the amount in the combination to get everything in the middle. Whereas lime is like lime.
Lime is used for liquor, I guess.
Yeah, but you can also,
but you can also use calamansi.
And calamansi.
Right, and lemon.
And
orange.
Here's the thing. What is something that you use lemon for that you can't use calamansi for? Because the thing with calamansi is you can get the less ripe ones and they kind of taste like lemon.
The zest when you grate.
Oh, you can get that. Have you tried grating calamansi? It also works.
It works.
The skin?
It's just hard.
Whoa! Yeah.
It works. It's just not, you don't, have you tried lemon zest? Do you even like it?
I haven't.
There's just, it's a perfume.
I don't find it necessary. Yeah, it's just that I don't see anything that requires lemon that you can't use calamansi for. Whereas, there are, you know, Filipino dishes specifically that require calamansi that you can't replace with lemon because it doesn't work the same way.
Yeah. So lemon on soy sauce, it's not good?
No.
Calamansi on soy sauce is better?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't tried, but okay.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I haven't tried calamansi Coke. But you know what? We should try that.
Because it's like a milder lime, so it should work pretty well.
Yeah, and then if you lack the taste, put more, right?
I guess. Yeah, it's possible. Besides that, there's the next level of fruits. There's the melon. There's the watermelon, the kumquat. It's sort of like share the same space.
Kumquat. I'm kind of confused. So,
yeah, Googled watermelon.
I couldn't Google kumquat. It looks like a small orange. Cat, cat. So, what's the spelling of this kumquat?
No, I think maybe
I might have misspoke. Not the kumquat. The rock melon, I think, is what I'm.
I'm melon. Melon is like I never have the need to eat watermelon.
Do you drink watermelon shakes?
Not if there's mango shake as an option.
Or melon
or
shake.
Or melon shake.
Melon milk.
Melon milk.
Is the ultimate drink. Period.
Melon milk.
Like there's a brand. It's not available in the Philippines. It's weird. It's sometimes available in the Philippines, but like really weird places. Like in our island, drink. Sometimes. not even all the time. It's a brand called Polka. Polka. P-O-L-K-A. And they make this drink called melon, just called melon milk. So the polka,
yes, it's like a yogurt milk. I think
no, it's melon milk. It's green milk. The actual drink is green. I don't know why. It's probably food coloring.
Bing Ray might have that.
Bing
Ray, a Korean drink producer.
Maybe. Anyway, in other countries, whenever I'm in another country and there's a vending machine with polka melon milk, auto buy.
Is it colored green?
The can is white. Oh. But the thing itself is like a greenish, yellowish.
Your favorite thing. Flavor, green.
No, that, yeah, favorite flavor. No, but this is like, yeah. I literally
cantaloupe is what I was thinking.
Cantaloupe. I see.
So I literally call this the best drink in the world because I haven't tasted anything that like.
Compares.
Like, I mean, things compare. It's just not better.
Favorably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, aren't we like all in agreement that mango has a guaranteed space in the top five.
Yeah, because you need it to a lot of our dishes as well.
Here's the thing. I think mangoes are only delicious in the Philippines. I mean,
it's Philippine mangoes that are sent to the States. So they whoever's listening to this has access to Philippine mangoes.
I see. Well, yeah. If you're in the Philippines, we can include. I do agree. Mango will be on the top five.
Mango.
Of my fruits.
So it's mango, tomato.
Ripe mango, yeah.
Ripe and green can be one thing.
Ah, I see. As long as it's mango.
Mango, tomato. Where are we at? Calamansi.
Yes. We do melon, right?
Melon.
I don't agree with the melon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care about the melon except because of the melon milk.
All right, but
we have space for one more. It's probably apple or orange.
Oh, did we agree on banana?
Oh, banana.
Did we agree on that?
Yeah, banana. I mean, I'm because like you know, you need banana cue.
Ah,
you need your banoffee.
Banana is so flexible. It's so versatile as a fruit because on its own and then as several.
If for whatever reason tomato
with ice cream
gets bumped off of the list, you can have banana ketchup.
All right. So what are the fruits again? Mango.
So banana, tomato.
Banana, tomato, mango.
Mango. Calamansi.
Oh, calamansi.
And a debatable fifth.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, fruits alone, I can live without melon. It's just the melon milk. So, yeah, it's a debatable fifth. I think the fifth one is a wild card.
Kiat, kiat. Orange.
Yeah, if you're gonna need a citrus fruit, so it's gonna be I guess for most of the world, it's gonna be orange. Because I also need my tang.
But orange?
Tang orange.
Or my royal grapes? Through orange. Because, you know, but, ito ang gusto.
Yeah, but orange, but orange is kind of like more of a drink rather than a food. Like, orange slices isn't like that common. And outside of orange slices, it's kind of like, you're already hard-pressed to find, okay, what's the other thing they can do with this?
Oh, here's the thing though. Like, orange, I don't need real orange.
Orange family, would that
no,
count?
No, no, no. Like, like synthetic orange. Uh-huh. Like whatever you use to make tang. Oh, no, wait. Hmm. It literally says it's made of real orange. I mean.
Oops.
And royal true orange.
Oops, again?
No, but like, I'm pretty sure you can synthesize the taste of orange juice with whatever, right? But like, yeah.
Is pomelo part of the citrus family?
Isn't pomelo
melon family?
No, the other one. Not jackfruit.
Oh, jackfruits are nice, but they're not top five for sure.
I'm trying to remember what it's called.
But like, yeah, fruit as a fruit, like pomelo. To eat, jackfruits are, yeah.
I don't think I've tasted jackfruit.
Jackfruit like is sweet onion. It's kind of like, for me, it's like, oh, fruit onion.
Oh, I've tasted.
Wait, what fruit? What?
Isn't this langka?
Langka, yeah.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Because when it's, especially if it's cold, it has this, it gives me this onion vibe.
I think it has some chemicals that are the same.
Yeah, there are like sulfur compounds and stuff. But at the same time, it's like eating, I feel like when I'm eating, especially if it's cold, it makes me feel like,
I think it's the texture.
Yeah, the texture thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's my best description of the.
It doesn't have to be sweetened. It like it's natural.
Oh, but it can be.
Minatamis na lang ka. Minatamis na sag.
To be fair, minatamis go like, you know, like bananas, whatever. Like you don't need to spend extra on lang ka. But it depends. But like, on your halo-halo, you know,
yeah,
you need your lang ka.
Oh my gosh, talking about halo-halo again.
Halo-halo is like, yeah.
I'm sure this is not really going to be part of the top five, but. Kiwis.
Special mention.
You like kiwis?
I also like kiwis.
Why?
As a fruit, I don't. As a sauce, I do.
What? Oh, kiwi sauce?
Apparently, it's relatively ubiquitous in like Korean street food snacks.
Oh.
The sweetness that they have for like their sandwiches is a kiwi-based sauce.
What is it partnered with?
It's like in bread. So it's like it's
in bread.
It's in a sandwich. It's used kiwi to counter.
Sandwich.
That's
it's
weird.
Used to sort of counteract the richness or of the saltiness of something.
Oh. It's an additive.
It's kind of like an additive rather than anything.
So tomato number one?
Yeah, tomato number one, calamansi. I'd like to argue calamansi number two. Mangoes? Number
I love
three.
How our top fruits are the ones you use for cooking, not as fruits.
Well, you can drink
the only real fruit is the mango. That, yeah.
Tomato juice, calamansi juice.
It's still not
mango.
But yeah, mango.
What? Banana?
Banana and a super debatable
fruit. Orange.
Probably orange, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. That's it for me.
You know what else is in should be in your top five? Your top five podcasts should include How Not to DM. So shout out to How Not to DM and our friend Derek, who interviews dungeon masters and gives you tips and tricks and everything else and some role playing as well on how not to DM or how to DM, depending how you want to look at it. So yeah, if you have time, go check it out. He has interesting guests like
Dead you.
Aussie Gamer and me.
Like you, JR.
Anyway, Elvin.
Yeah. So every end of the year, when I've been like visit with family, especially with my cousins or siblings that are much younger, I find great enjoyment in like just watching old cartoons with them.
Ooh, how old though?
From my childhood. So like 80s.
Enough
90s.
To drink.
Yeah. The interesting thing that I really enjoy, especially like, I see it like fade over time with some of the things that my other younger family members watch, is the opening song. It's a common thing in anime. But back in the day, cartoons had music at the beginning and sort of like reminds
you. Anime sub music.
Still has.
It still has on music, but Western cartoons isn't really that common anymore for you to have like a definitive song that reminds you, like, when you hear it immediately, oh, I know what this is.
Ding, ding, ding.
What's that?
Wait, what's isn't that the Black Parade?
You yeah. need one note for everyone yeah. in the that was alive during the 2000s to recognize.
That's not a cartoon.
It's not a cartoon. I'm just saying that's the quintessential song that you can recognize with one note. Anyway,
when you have a show and that the music sort of eases you from whatever you're doing before, and then it eases you into the show, I think it's really, really helpful. Like even just something as simple as like the Pokemon rap. The Pokemon song.
But
brings you into the show. It's like, I wanna be the very.
So
I thought you were gonna go with M2M again.
They didn't do that, but I'm saying that. But that's anime, right? But in the past, there were also things like they fight for freedom wherever there's trouble.
G.I. Joe was there. G.I. Joe.
Yes, the real American heroes.
Real American heroes.
And I enjoy that the breakdown of that song is just a narration. G.I. Joe is the code name for a group of soldier people.
I mean, how do you sing that otherwise? G.I. Joe is a... That's
way to ease your audience into G.I. Joe.
I bet at one point, hey Bob, what do we do with the chorus? And like, now we're trying to sing it. You know, Robbie? And I'm like, you're drawing us. No, not just read it. I don't know what that impression was.
I don't know what that was. But
no, because these things were recorded in Nashville.
Yeah.
I tried.
So there's like all of these different songs and music. Sometimes it's just instrumental, like for Transformers.
The Transformers theme was the most musically complex theme ever created.
It was so weird.
Cartoon.
It was so weird.
There's a part where it has a 15/16 signature.
Yeah, it's
which
like,
is what? No, it's not even that. You're doing 16/16.
But it
skips a beat.
And
every
part,
16th beat.
And when I was a kid, I thought there was something wrong with the
video. Yeah, I thought the... Because our VHS copies or Betamax were obviously, you know...
Bad copies.
Reproductions, right?
Yeah.
So I thought like there was a problem with...
Like it skips. I thought...
It's like... No, you're adding the extra beat. So you can't even do it wrong.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. Because it skips a beat.
The problem is, why? You don't need to skip the beat, but they just chose to.
There you go. It's memorable.
Yeah, no, but like most people just think it's wrong.
Ah.
Yeah. And then for the movie, they fixed it. For the Optimus Prime dies. Spoiler. I mean.
Well, it's because it's Eddie Van Halen, right?
Really? That version?
Oh, no, it's not. It's Bush. It was his name. You've got the touch.
No. The actual Transformers.
Yeah, they also did the...
He also did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they fixed it. They made it 4/4, like any sane person would. 15/16, what the...
Yeah. But do you guys remember like any song, from not anime, non-anime music from the cartoons that you had growing
the
up?
The most... So Transformers was the most musically complex. Mm-hmm. The most musically amazing was DuckTales.
Of course. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Those are just octaves, by the way. One note.
Yeah.
So which
that's
is
really cool.
Yeah, that's a wow.
Life is like a hurricane deep in Duckburg.
There's a Brendan Urie version of that somewhere.
Yeah.
Ooh, for the anniversary?
No, he just sang it. He was asked to sing in, I think it was Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
And it was like, there was a challenge where I can make, one of those challenges where I can probably make anything sound good. Mm-hmm. And then like, you really? Try the DuckTales team. And then he did.
Amazing.
There's not really, because it's DuckTales theme is already good.
Yeah.
There's also one that sort of, there's no lyrics, but when you hear it, it's like, oh, I know exactly. Da 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 dun.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like that riff is such a.
Oh yeah, I just realized it.
From where is that?
X-Men.
Oh.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, they did it in. They played this in. Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
When they mentioned mutant,
in the background, they also played it for when they introduced Professor X in Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah. But the Miss Marvel thing was a
surprise.
They were a mutant because they were no. The thing was like they kind of acknowledged that she was a mutant.
She
was the first big mutant in the now kind of dead-ish MCU.
Yeah, one of my favorites is from a show called. Bucky O'Hare and the Toad Wars. Have you guys ever heard of that?
Uh-huh. Bucky! Captain Bucky O'Hare. Yeah, so
another dimension, another time and space.
Yeah.
A parallel universe is falling on its face. When out of the chaos, who else could it be but the animal adventurers from SPACE, Bucky. Captain Bucky O'Hare.
It's a short thing, Oh, you don't know this cartoon?
I don't know.
It had like what? 6 episodes?
No. It's a lot. It had like a whole season.
It didn't have too much.
Yeah.
My cartoons from my childhood was mostly from Cartoon Network. So Jetsons.
Oh, Boomerang.
Boomerang stuff.
Yeah.
Boomerang.
Those are Boomerang. Boomerang is their throwback cartoons. So that's why. Because Jetsons is like 70s.
Ah, I see. All right.
Like, so you. Yeah. His boy, Elroy.
Those are the cartoons that I grew up watching.
But
if I had to choose a memorable opening,
back then there were always all orchestras. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. In the background.
It's really nice.
If I had to choose an opening for Adventure Time.
Really?
Yeah, I really like the opening theme. Adventure Time. Come on, grab your friends. Mm-hmm. Right? We're going
on. I mean, it's not bad, but like,
it's more of like a renaissance.
I mean, like, because. Like, even Phineas and Ferb.
104 days of summer vacation.
It's also awesome.
I learned recently that the voice of Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Mm-hmm.
Incorporated.
Yes. He's a writer for Phineas and Ferb. He wrote a lot of the songs.
Uh-huh.
He also used to work at SpongeBob SquarePants.
Ooh,
as back behind the scenes producer and music director. Like,
I think he voiced some random crowd characters.
By
Krabby Patty.
But he's also the one that wrote the CAMPFIRESONG song. CAMPFIRESONG song.
Hey, what? What does it spell?
Campfire song.
For anyone who's curious, I can't read when you spell things out for me.
Yeah,
okay. It's a disease. I don't know.
Dyslexia.
Like I can do DOG, yes. Right? But anything more complex.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that just me?
It is challenging, but because it's easier for me because I know what it's supposed to be, but I can see how it
like
can
if
be
you
confusing.
Spell out HOUSE, I'd have a hard it takes me a while. I can't visualize reading it.
Yeah.
Even if it's spelled slowly to you?
Let's try it.
CAMPFIRE.
Wait, what? I can get it, but...
Okay.
C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E. No, like try a different word.
C-O-L.
C-O-L. No, you're actually stopping for me to get it. But like,
W-A-R.
Wait, C-O-L.
Okay, yeah.
C-O-L-L-A-G-E
I'm lost. C-O-L
slowly.
Oh, C.
No, like don't try to do it slowly for me, but like I'm telling you, I was already lost. C-O-L-L.
Well, how about this? P-A-R-N-I-C-I-O-U-S.
No. What? P?
It's also a hard word. P.
No, try simple words just to see how bad it is.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see.
Let me try.
I'm 5 years old.
W-O-R-L-D.
W-O-R-L-D. L-D. Well, I got it then. But like the first time. Okay. So you got that the first time.
Yeah.
I'm JR. I'm 5 years old.
One more.
One more. Right. Like
M-E-T-A-L-L-I-C-A.
M-E-T-A-L-L-I-C-A. Yeah, there I got. That's the only time I got it.
You just have to visualize the words as it's being formed.
I can't. That's the thing. It's the same way I can't. I guess it's the same way I can't
So what's
watch
the word?
And read.
So what's the word?
Actually, forgot Metallica. If it's Metallic or Metallica.
It is. It is Metallica.
Yeah. So like,
so simple words. Like, yeah. What's the most simple word? Because I will get them quick. Like CAT. Okay, I got that.
Yeah, like STAR.
STAR. Okay. That's the only time I got it.
Okay. You're focusing on it. That's why.
Yeah, that's fine.
We
you got it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So can you do one word for sushi? A simple word.
Okay. MARSHALL.
Marshall.
Okay.
I wasn't even close. I was still at Mar.
Okay, well, when I was in elementary, I participated in spelling.
Okay, it's a simple word. TOTAL.
Total.
Okay.
I just got it now.
I participated in spelling bees when I was young.
Yeah, spell extraphatic casualistic espialidocious.
Yeah.
No.
The thing was the challenging thing that I knew how to spell before was Schwarzenegger.
Oh no.
Because I made a point to actually remember it. I don't anymore. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the songs.
But when you're talking about music, the thing is, it's sometimes you just have to pretend to know what it is, and then that's how you are able. Because you don't really know the lyrics sometimes.
Oh, yeah,
as a kid.
The lyrics, no.
Yeah.
How come we don't talk about the opening for Vault is 5?
Because it's an anime.
It should be cartoons. Oh.
Yeah, because anime.
Because we specifically said no anime.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't like sorry.
No, okay. Yeah, like I actually have the vinyl of the Vault is 5 vinyl. So it's the 45, cartoons. The small one with English, Japanese.
Yeah, because we can have we can also do the thing for Sentai, like, you know, Power Rangers or...
Oh, Power Rangers is, you know. Yeah. Power Rangers is good.
Yeah, and then...
The first one,
yeah.
Is that the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
Yes.
Okay. It's actually Go-Go Power Rangers, but okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and then... Yeah,
I mean, not the title, the lyrics to the song.
Yeah, the start... Yeah. Like, Power Rangers,
and the same thing with the other things like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Well, I think we should not. Ninja Turtles is cartoons, yeah. And it is good.
Exactly.
It's just that from that era, DuckTales surpasses them by like.
Really, you don't like the gummy bear song?
Not more than DuckTales.
Like magic. How's it go? No. It starts out.
Yeah, but yeah, like, I mean, yes, but like not more than DuckTales.
Of course.
It's just
DuckTales is very is really great.
DuckTales is Ghostbusters level.
But Ghostbusters is cheating.
The thing that comes close is Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters is cheating because it's an actual song from the movie. They just transplanted it.
Because it came from the movie. Yeah, I guess.
But it's still really great. Even though it's not a song, it's just the music playing.
Yeah, I remember another iconic music, Pink Panther.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very clear you watch a lot of Boomerang Sushi.
Yeah.
My Thor and
yeah.
Birdman.
Or better yet, when Captain America throws his mighty shield.
Oh, that I don't know.
Oh, not even Iron Man?
Oh, but I do know Captain Planet. He's our a hero.
That's not Boomerang. That's 80s. Is that 90s even?
Yeah, it's going to take pollution down to zero.
Yeah.
He's your powers magnified. Yeah. Fighting on the planet side.
But then you have the Toxic Crusaders.
Oh, yeah, of course. We can talk about this for a long time, but we're just talking about the opening song.
Yeah.
It's nice that they're bringing it back, especially with Adventure Time. And I look forward to, like, because it helps you get into the world. When you start hearing the music, it puts you, like, when you hear the DuckTales theme, you know, oh, adventure. When you hear the Ghostbusters theme, okay, New York, crime or anything.
SpongeBob.
If you hear, he lives in a pineapple. It's a sea shanty. So you immediately are in a nautical mindset.
All right.
That's why it's really, really helpful.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Random Pinoy Geek Podcast. This has been JR with Sushi and Elvin. And remember, it's okay to geek out
as long as you know when to stop.